You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95BFM.
Morena Lucinda, how are you today?
Morena, I am... Well, we've just been discussing that. We're all feeling a little bit like... Ugh,
it's that time of the year, honestly. I'm surviving by just living at the cinema and watching lots of football.
Oh, yeah, to be honest, same.
Yeah, we're all football people now, and yep. Film festival's still cranking on. These are the things getting me through winter.
100%. I didn't think I was a sport person, but it turns out all I needed was women to play.
Mm. Yes. 100%. I'm just obsessed.
Magic ingredients.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, we don't need to have a sports segment here. Every day could be me just turning everything into a how much I'm obsessed with football segment. We are here to talk about Kai, and it is also sicky season. So when you're feeling a bit run down, what are you reaching for food-wise?
So having spent the last like month essentially telling my coworkers every day, oh, I don't know, I reckon I'm sickening.
I'm on the brink.
Something's happening. I either go one of two ways. I either go full like comfort carbs.
Yes.
Or I need like broth and greens and nourishment.
Yeah. Green smoothie vibes.
Exactly. Although I have to say, I do a green smoothie when I'm feeling that way, but it's pretty miserable when it's like 10 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just have never been able to do the green smoothie life.
I actually discovered a very hot green smoothie tip, which it was not my intention for this to be a green smoothie segment. But if you are trying to do a green smoothie, if you blend your whatever liquid you're using and your greens first.
Oh.
So chuck your like water, milk, etc., and your like kale or I don't know, spinach or whatever you're using in first, blend that up, and then you won't get any gross little like bits later on, especially if it's something like kale because it's so fibrous. Yes.
Honestly, even the concept of kale being blended is just making me feel ill this morning.
I don't
think it's on my list of things to be eating when I'm feeling sick. I'm a soupy brothy person too. Well, broth wise, what's your situation? Do you have it frozen in the freezer? Are you organized? I must go make it now person?
Normally I've been pretty good, and I'm one of those people who saves up all my chicken carcasses in the freezer and makes a big broth load.
A menacing scene, but delicious.
Exactly. But sometimes you're not on the money, and so you've just got to go the, Campbell's?
Campbell's chicken soup. Oh,
yeah. And I'm not proud of it, but...
Tastes
here we
good.
Are.
Nothing wrong with it.
I think there's actual health benefits that I'm sure science could tell us, but from a like makes you feel like you're doing something good for yourself. 10 100%. Out of 10, you know?
Exactly.
I'm keen to hear from vegetarians what your sort of like chicken soup equivalent is, 5395, because I think I predominantly eat vegetarian food, but when I'm feeling sick, it is always chicken soup I'm reaching for.
Yeah, 100%. It's moorish. I reckon anything mushroomy is going to give you that kind of like
good point.
Really nourishing kind of umami savory feel.
Yum.
You can get some pretty good, to be honest, I'm pretty into like a dehydrated stock. Not so much a cube, but like, you know, the little Vegeta tins, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I reckon they're pretty good.
Or those funny little jelly pot things.
I've never done the jelly.
They're quite good as well.
Yeah.
If you're being like, oh no, I need it now and I have not been saving chicken carcasses in my fridge.
Or I have, but I don't have hours to... simmer away and then strain it, which is always such a faff. I always get hot stock all over my kitchen.
Yeah, and then you sort of, everything smells a bit chickeny. Miso!
Yes.
Miso is coming through on the text machine. That is a great idea.
Absolutely.
Perfect for the vegetarian equivalent of
which
that.
Which is also my key, like it's the middle of winter, I don't want to cook. I'm feeling like, I don't know, I just want to steam my face over something.
Be careful.
Miso face mask.
is your ramen and your udon.
Yum.
And then you're getting your comforting carb noodles alongside your broth and veggies. Mm. It's balanced.
When you're making ramen at home or udon at home, do you have any tips? Because I'm quite bad at making it. I love it. It's one of my favourite foods to eat, but I'm not very good at making it myself.
I do think it's one of those things where you unless you have a long time to make your broth, you will never get it as good as the ramen or the udon restaurant because they will cook their broths for, often it'll be like a 48-hour broth.
Oh yeah, right.
You take the day off work.
Exactly, exactly. But you can, and I feel like I am on the payroll for slow cookers on this show, but you can do a slow cooker broth and like leave everything in your slow cooker while you're at work, including like chucking some soy sauce in there, chucking some of those kind of extra, like your mushrooms, maybe your dried mushrooms.
Yep.
Maybe your miso.
It's salt time.
A little bit of dashi. It's not something I normally have in the pantry, but I have a friend who's really good at just always having all the nice bits that make your, you know, soups and things a little bit posher.
100%.
And she's like, get some dashi, Rachel. It's really good.
It is. And it's good for you as well.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got a lot of very good veggie options coming in here, which I'm going to read some of those out. Shiitake broth with lots of ginger, garlic and greens, using mushroom stock, and then you put your udon noodles in it. That's from Grizzy.
Beautiful.
Somebody says lentils with some kind of flavour profile, either Indian spices or maybe you could do a more Mediterranean one. Wadi's tomato soup always makes this person feel better.
I love that.
Messel's stock is all vegan as well, apparently, according to this texter, which I didn't know. I use their stock. Good to know that now I can feed my actual vegetarian flatmate that one. We have also got somebody saying that getting a pressure cooker is mean for a quicker bone broth.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm a bit scared of the pressure cooker, I'm not going to lie.
That sounds futuristic.
Oh, it's very 1950s.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it's totally 1950s.
Exposing my student knowledge of cooking every week on this segment.
Well, mine was one of those ones that I got inherited from my grandparents when I moved into a flat, and I don't know that I've ever used it because I am quite scared of it.
Get it out. Do an experiment for us.
Yeah. What? Anyone got pressure cooker tips for me? Because I do find them a wee bit freaky.
This sounds like something I need to ask my dad.
Yeah,
I feel like pressure cooker guy.
I'm scared they're gonna explode on me or something. So that's my fear.
I mean, it is literally like hot and pressure. So yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. Ponzu sauce to soup is also very nice as well. Another one from Grizzy there. Grizzy's good on the old veggie.
Yeah,
veggie
thanks,
tips.
Grizzy.
So we're talking soups, we're also talking other comforting things, but I do want to know, you know, if you are in that sort of like, I just want to feel nice, what is your treat territory
when
you're feeling a bit sick?
This is, I always say it like this, I'm always like, oh, there's so many. There is so many though, I love treats so much. I'm a sweet treat girl.
Yes.
I want like a croissant, I want a piece of cake.
Yep.
I want, actually, do you know what is the best thing ever? And I was very into this when I was in Paris.
In Paris.
I had this really lucky time in Paris because my sister lived there. So I got to sort of live rent-free for a little while. And I was just swanning around the city and I learned that, and please excuse my accent, but I learned that chocolat à la ancienne basically meant that they were making hot chocolate with real chocolate.
Oh.
And it was like, thick. It was like a viscous hot chocolate.
Yum.
So I reckon making a really over the top hot chocolate with, you know, your real Whittakers in it.
Oh my God.
Delish. Yeah. Yeah, that is true treat territory.
Exactly.
There. I love that. I also, this is not the season for it, but I have to say the only good thing to come out of COVID was I remembered how good juices are from like primary school.
I could be for a sore throat.
Yeah, we honestly always have juices in the fridge at my flat now, and it's been a game changer. But yes.
Some scary stories about pressure cookers.
I actually really regret asking about pressure cookers. People have got terrifying stories about getting scarring and stuff from pressure cookers going wrong.
God. Kumara versus pressure.
Yeah, that sounds... Okay, I won't be cooking any kumara in the pressure cooker. But someone says new ones are less scary. It's like the instant pot. It's just a multi-cooker vibe.
Mm,
okay. That, maybe I should invest away from my grandparents' like very wartime looking thing that I have in the flat. Okay, very good stuff. Keep those texts coming. 5395. Thank you very much for bringing us a bit of sickness, Kai, this morning. Things to make you feel good and maybe actually help you out as well.
Yeah, who's hoping? I hope everyone's well.
Yeah. Keep getting that sleep, everybody.
Yeah, lots
eating
of ginger
good.
And garlic.
Hard out. Have a great rest of your day, Lucinda. We'll
Thank
talk
you.
To you soon.
Food for thought. Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.